The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Imagine a life in which, from the moment you are conceived until your dying day, you are treated simply as a machine and required to give everything you can possibly give, only to be brutally murdered after outliving your usefulness to someone. This is the stark reality of a dairy cow's existence. Inform viewers, welcome to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Today, on the Stop Animal Cruelty series, we will examine the lives of humble, gentle dairy cows and the misery behind milk. Four young U.S. filmmakers recently discovered the truth behind milk by traveling across the country visiting ranches and farms and interviewing many in the dairy industry for the eye-opening documentary, Got the Facts on Milk?, which is scheduled for release in the spring of 2010. In an interview with Supreme Master Television, director, producer, and writer Shira Lane and sound mixer Jennifer Ricciardi, both of whom are vegans, shared how making the film transformed their lives.
I used to be a huge carnivore, but as soon as we did this documentary, I have to say this documentary made me more than I made the documentary, because I just can't touch it. I know what it does to my body. I know what it does to the environment.
And you went straight to vegan.
All of us went straight to vegan, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The filmmakers were particularly horrified by the sordid, sickening environment in which cows live.
As we would go out to some of these ranches and these dairy farms, and I was amazed at the conditions that the animals live in. They're standing in their own feces all day. I mean, they can't walk around more than a couple of feet on either side. How is that healthy? How can you look at those animals and say that's correct? That's the way we should treat other living beings.
Ms. Lane and Ms. Ricciardi were also deeply disturbed when they discovered that cows are made to continuously produce milk.
Well, a cow has to be pregnant every year to give us milk, just like a female mother needs to be pregnant to give milk. And then that calf is taken away from her, so the calf will not drink the milk that is supposed to go for human consumption, right? So the calf is separated from its mom. It's a horrible feeling. The mother is feeling horrible because she's separated. The calf stands in its own feces, can barely turn around, and you see, like, these hundreds and hundreds of calves.
To gain a deeper understanding of the inhumane living conditions of a dairy cow, we now travel to India, the largest dairy-producing country in the world. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA India, have made a film about the maltreatment and torture of our bovine friends. Although the scenes are from India, the horrors depicted are similar to what dairy cows experience elsewhere in the world. The following are excerpts from the documentary, Inside the Indian Dairy Industry, a report on the abuse of cows and buffaloes exploited for milk.
The images that you are about to see are not isolated cases. They represent industry standards for animals raised for milk. Cows, buffaloes, and other animals raised for milk have many of the same basic needs as we do, including food, water, shelter, companionship, and the freedom to move around. They feel pain, just as we do, and they understand the world in which they live. Otherwise, they could not survive. Animals raised for milk are forced to endure enormous pain and suffering. They have been turned into milk-producing machines by an industry that has become increasingly industrialized over recent decades. In the year 2007, India produced almost 100 million tons of milk, which is 15% more than the US and 3 times more than China. Like all mammals, animals raised for milk need to become pregnant in order to produce milk. Typically, animals raised for milk are made to give birth to a calf every year, which means they are both lactating and pregnant for at least 7 months a year. Within 3 months of giving birth, a cow is made pregnant again, at times through artificial methods. Artificial insemination is a process by which sperm is collected from the male, processed, stored, and artificially introduced into the female reproductive tract for the purpose of conception. Animals are artificially inseminated by barefoot healers who ignore even minimum standards of care. PETA investigators observed that the artificial insemination guns were rarely sterilized, that syringes and needles were used repeatedly on different animals without being sterilized, and that the barefoot healers shoved their bare, soapy hands into the animals' uteruses, causing the cows immense pain and exposing them to potential infections and diseases. Cows and buffaloes raised for milk in India today are milked over and over using machines which are able to extract more milk than the animals would yield easily. Because workers aren't always paying attention, the machines often continue to run even after the animals' udders are empty, causing them a lot of pain.
When we return, we'll have more from PETA India's documentary and examine the frightening consequences of injecting dairy cows with growth hormones. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
This is Stop Animal Cruelty on Supreme Master Television. Today's program reveals the callous disregard for the welfare of cows shown by the dairy industry. We continue with more excerpts from a documentary about the exploitation of our bovine friends by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, India.
Most cows raised for the dairy industry are intensively confined, leaving them unable to fulfill their most basic desires, such as nursing their calves. They are treated like milk-producing machines and are given hormones that cause them to produce more milk. Most cows are chained by their necks in narrow stalls, unable to stretch or move normally. Lack of proper food causes them to suffer from digestive problems, and lack of exercise causes lameness. Many dairy farms do not have drainage facilities, electricity, or a place to dispose of the animal's waste. Buffaloes stand several feet deep in foul-smelling slush. They suffer from skin infections, foot disease, tuberculosis, and other illnesses. The following are just some of the horrors PETA investigators observed. A newborn calf was found tied tightly to a stump. Animals were covered in their own feces. Because nobody attended to a buffalo who had gone into labor, her calf died during birth. Some buffaloes were bleeding from their vaginas, but workers paid no attention to this. Milk containers were kept near open drains, causing potential contamination. Flies were all over the tabelas and were sitting on milk containers and buckets, potentially contaminating the milk. Bull calves, who are of no commercial value to the dairy industry, are tied up with ropes so short that they cannot even lift their heads. Very often these calves are sold to slaughterhouses and killed for their skin. ¶¶ oxytocin. Oxytocin is a Schedule H drug, which means it cannot be bought or sold without a prescription. However, its use in the dairy industry, although illegal, is rampant, as the drug causes cows to produce more milk. Oxytocin causes cows to experience severe stomach cramps similar to labor pains and weakens their bones. It also causes them to stop producing milk after just 3 years, at which time the cows are often let loose to fend for themselves in the streets.
The producers of Got the Facts on Milk discovered that similar hormones are also routinely given to dairy cattle in North America, with appalling results to both the cows and to humans who consume dairy products.
Hormones made to make something grow. That's what hormones do. RBGH is an injection that they give. It's like a stimulant. So the cow will create a 10% increase of milk. This has a number of effects. First of all, it raises the IGF-1 in the milk, which is a hormone that causes breast cancer. This is known. And this reason alone is why nowhere else in the world are they allowed to inject RBGH into the cows. Second is you're putting a lot of pressure, because now it's 10% more on the udder of a cow. So you're pushing the cow a lot more. What happens is then the cow gets mastitis, which is an infection in the udder, because it's pushed and it's milked 3 times a day. This infection gets into the milk. It's called a somatic cell count. This is how the farmers count it. And this somatic cell count, it's pus, because it's just infection, it's in the milk.
According to PETA India, when a gentle, noble cow is no longer useful for producing milk, her brutal life comes to a gruesome end.
Under natural conditions, a cow can live up to 18 years, but cows raised for milk are only about 6 or 7 years old when they are sent to the slaughterhouse to be killed for their meat and skin. Cows are transported to states where they can legally be killed. The animals are shooed and then roped together in preparation for the harrowing death march, which can last several days. Handlers pull the cattle by ropes through their noses and twist their necks, horns and tails to keep them moving. They lead, or rather force, the cattle down embankments and in and out of trucks without ramps, causing the animals injuries such as broken pelvises, legs, ribs and horns. Another way handlers keep the animals moving is by rubbing chili peppers and tobacco into their eyes. As many as half of the animals will already be dead by the time they arrive at the slaughterhouse. The survivors are often killed in full view of each other. They are generally killed through hacking and sawing with a dull blade. It all comes down to pain and suffering. Not intelligence, not strength, not social class or civil right. Pain and suffering are in themselves bad and should be prevented. Say no to that slice of cheese or glass of milk. There are so many nutritious, delicious and cruelty-free recipes available now. Soya milk is available almost everywhere in India. Soya is not only cruelty-free but also rich in protein and nutritious.
We deeply thank the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals India, Shira Lane, and the others involved in producing the documentary Got the Facts on Milk, as well as all those around the globe who are working to bring the world's attention to the misery behind milk production. May all cows be treated with respect and love. For more details on Got the Facts on Milk, please visit www.milkdocumentary.com. For more about PETA India, please visit www.petaindia.com. Thank you for your sincere company today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May each of us contribute to greater peace and harmony by adopting an organic vegan diet free of all animal products.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.